On today's episode, we are recapping all the amazing, fun, and dare I say epic things coming to the Orlando theme parks. We are so excited to experience some of them this summer and on the horizon. This is episode 167 of Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
We are a podcast about traveling with tips and tricks to help simplify your next vacation. And today we are simplifying all of the news going on at the parks.
So much news, so many new things. It's very exciting. Some of it's a lot further out than, soon, but still exciting nonetheless. So we're excited to chat about it. So.
I need to admit that I had ulterior motives for this episode because I myself felt like I needed to like sit down and figure out like all these dates and all this stuff going on.
There's just
So
so much. It's crazy, both at Disney and Universal. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on. So,
Yes, but I do need to apologize because I sound a little bit rough. I think I had too much fun over spring break and found myself with a little bit of a cold. So forgive my voice.
yeah, and forgive me, my child was not well all weekend, so I didn't sleep much. So, we are a great combo right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I had the better end of the deal, though. I had fun over spring break, not puking children.
Yes. Thankfully he's old enough now that it's not so bad, but I just felt terrible for him. But he's back to school. His son, he's still not like 100%, but definitely fine enough to go to school. So it's just been crazy times, but and I'm just happy it's not this coming weekend because I'm solo parenting for the weekend, so or for like 5 days. So while my husband goes out to Arizona for the final four.
Wow,
Whoop
that's
whoop.
so exciting.
And UConn's in it, which is exciting for us. I'm sorry if you're not a UConn fan. Alas, we're pretty excited about it. So he's pretty pumped. He gets to go play golf and watch basketball with his buddies. So that'll be fun.
Well, we weren't battling the crowds at Disney over spring break, but we were battling crowds at a water park, and it was a ton of fun. We went with another family and just had fun, going down water slides. The kids got to
Well,
do
that's
their own
so
thing.
fun.
The parents got to do their own thing, and they're big listeners of Simplifying the Magic, so I need to
Oh.
thank them for joining us for such a fun little getaway. So we
Oh, that's
already
so
are
fun.
dreaming up Disney or Universal trips in the future together. So it was a
Nothing
huge
like having
success.
like a friend group that you can actually travel with because honestly, you
Totally.
can't travel with everybody, and that's pretty cool that you have someone that you could do that with. So
That's what
that's
we kept
super
saying to
fun.
each other, like, okay, are the Gibsons passing the test? Are we driving you crazy yet? And I think we
That's
did
awesome.
okay.
So fun. My spring break's not for another couple of weeks, so we are not quite there yet, but hopefully soon this weather will improve. It's just been yucky,
Yeah, here too.
so
It does not feel like spring in Wisconsin whatsoever,
no.
but
We were supposed to get snow this week, but it changed, thank goodness, because I think I would have cried.
yeah, that's rough in April snow. I think we're getting it today.
Oh no, I'm
But
sorry.
oh well, at least it goes
Anyway.
away quick at this time. So, well,
Yes, that's true.
let's live in Florida for the next
Yes, let's
30
do
minutes.
that.
So we kind of broke down what's going on first with Disney, and then we will head over to Universal because there actually is a lot of stuff that we haven't even shared at all with you guys yet. So
Yes.
let's start with a recap at Disney World, and we will begin at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So Tiana's Bayou Adventure is set to open this summer at Disney World and then hopefully soon after at Disneyland. So this is the reimagined Old Splash Mountain. So I don't know about you. I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of hopeful that it could be open when we're there. So fingers crossed. We'll see.
Yeah, I think there's a really strong chance because it's there. People have witnessed cast members going down. It's filled with water, and I just have to say, I was really skeptical on how they would turn this mountain into something that fit with,
Yeah.
Louisiana and stuff. But it looks incredible, like
It's really
the
beautiful.
vegetation. It's so gorgeous. So I am like 100% on board with this. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like at night because I remember like the drawings had like fireflies and like lights and things. So
Yeah.
I'm really hopeful that's still in the cards because I know they've changed some stuff since the original renderings, but I'm really hopeful that that's still going to be a thing and that we can see it when we're there because that would be
Yeah.
really fun.
Well, I guess the ride is based on a story of Tiana getting ready to throw a big party, but due to like a mix-up, she's in need of a band. So
Ew.
she heads to the bayou in search of musical critters, and that's the missing part of her band. So these are all new, like Disney characters that were just introduced that I'm guessing we're going to see little plushies and shoulder things
Sure
fall
we
out,
will.
but there's a beaver, a rabbit, possum, raccoon, a turtle, and an otter. They're super cute. So I think the theming around this is just going to grow and grow.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean,
Yeah.
I just love the actual like ride track, and they obviously didn't change that. So,
Yes.
that's great. And I love Princess and the Frog, so I'm excited to see what this looks like when we hopefully get to see it in June.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I know, us included, there's a lot of people with summer vacations that are very hopeful that this will be open when
Yeah.
they're there. So fingers crossed, but there's so much coming at June, as we're going to share, June 6th. I feel like it'd be a pretty big missed opportunity for this not to be open at that time
Yeah,
too. So, but we'll
definitely.
see. So let's head to Hollywood Studios.
All right. So Pixar Plaza, there's going to be there's a little sneak peek of Inside Out 2, which premieres on June 14th, which I am like beyond excited for.
Same.
I absolutely love this movie, the first one, and so I cannot wait for the second one. It's easily one of my favorite Pixar movies, so I'm so excited. On June 10th, Joy is going to be in the Pixar Plaza for meet and greets, and you can snap some selfies. There's going to be some themed snacks and merchandise. So they don't ever miss an opportunity for all that stuff.
Nope.
So,
Nope, not at
but
all.
I want them to have anxiety out there because I feel like that's a theme in my life.
Yes, I'm super excited to see that movie too. And yeah, the anxiety character is just perfect. I think
It's
there's a
so
lot of
awesome.
people, in particular moms, that are going to relate very
Yes.
well with that emotion.
I saw that there's also, they announced, I think, Nostalgia too, right? That's a new one that they
Oh,
just did.
cute.
So that's going to be super cute. So
Yeah.
I'm just so excited.
Same. Another exciting thing at Hollywood Studios is that Star Tours has the new films starting in that ride beginning April 5th. So I guess now there'll be over 250 different variations. I didn't realize that there were that
I
many.
apparently have to start riding this more because
Yeah.
I think I've seen like the same one a bunch of
Or I just don't remember enough to change it,
Maybe
but yeah, that
that's
just blew
true.
me away. 250. But the new films are going to feature characters from some of the Disney Plus series like Ahsoka and The Mandalorian. So I think that's going to be a great big surge of popularity for that ride. And it is a fun
Yeah.
one. So that was a good
Yeah.
move.
Moving over to Animal Kingdom, they are going to be starting the celebration for the 30th anniversary of The Lion King, which
Crazy.
absolutely boggles my mind. I had a birthday party to go see The Lion King when it came out. So, and I was Timothy's age, so that's pretty insane.
Yeah, 30 years.
But
That makes me just feel a little bit old.
just a little bit. So, this celebration is going to be happening from June 10th to September 6th. There'll be new merchandise, of course, some special snacks, a Pumbaa popcorn bucket, and more. And you'll get the chance to meet Timon and Rafiki when you go over to Rafiki's Planet Watch. And you can draw some Lion King characters over at the animation studios out there. So that's really cool too.
Yeah, I think this is perfect to have all that extra Lion King stuff at Animal Kingdom. So fun. Well, I think Epcot has the most news because, as
So
we've
excited.
mentioned a lot, the walls are all coming down. And as of
Thank
June
goodness.
10th, there will be debuts of the kind of finishing touches that this park needed. And it has been such a long road that we are all just so anxious to see this completed Epcot.
I know. I like honestly don't remember what it looked like pre all of the walls. So I'm pretty excited that they're all coming down finally, finally.
Yeah. So these walls coming down are basically going to give us access to the new area, which is called the Communicore Plaza and the Communicore Hall. The plaza is going to sort of be like a garden area with seating and shade and just sort of a place to enjoy. And then the Communicore Hall is going to be the home to iconic Epcot festivals and other celebrations. So it'll be a cool place to, get out of the sun and be inside. And yeah, I think that that is going to be a great use of space.
Yeah, for sure. Starting in June, on June 10th, there's going to be a limited time show that goes until September 6th called Celebración Encanto. So you'll be singing along to the story and songs of Encanto, and it's going to run several times throughout the day. I imagine that it'll be in the app, the timing. And it's going to take place on the Communicore Plaza stage. And you can also spot Mirabel and Bruno. So that's going to be pretty cool. But I know we already have Mirabel, but having Bruno in the park will be super fun.
Very. I kind of hope that this is such a success. They keep it going for longer than
I
September,
know,
because that's
right?
such a short amount of time. I also have I've caught some glimpse of what this hall is looking like, and it has like the same Spaceship Earth facade on the outside, and it looks like there's lights and stuff. So
Oh,
I
that's
think
going to be
it
so
might
pretty.
light up just like the big ball does. So it's yeah, it looks really futuristic and cool.
That'll look awesome. You'll also be able to meet Mickey and friends in this area. There's going to be some new spots to meet characters, and there's also a colorful outdoor mural. So I think this is going to be a really cool addition. Certainly gives Epcot even more of a reason to visit. So this we will definitely be seeing when we're there in June.
Yes.
So I am very excited about that.
Yes. Yeah, I have it's been, I guess, a while since I've been to Disney World, because I haven't officially been to Journey of Water with Moana or
Oh,
seen
that's
this or
right.
seen the dreaming statue. So like I am like
You have a
really in
lot to
need of a
look at.
Disney trip. It's really starting to make me crazy. I can't wait. Oh,
Only a
yeah.
little bit longer.
I know it'll be here before we know it. Well, let's talk about some of the resorts. I think the biggest thing are the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness. We've shared
Yes.
information about this before, but now there's been more and more pictures of them, and it's made me very excited that I think that my family needs to stay in one of these.
Yes, they're so cool looking. I love the glow up of them. I think they're great. I understand people's hesitation that stay there a lot because I know the nostalgia is hard, but I think they're really pretty.
And they still have a really great outdoorsy theme. Like there's,
Sure.
nods to Chip and Dale in them. The bunk bed is so cute because it looks like a little treehouse. So there's like a
That's
moon
so
painted on the wall, and it's just a modernized,
Yes. Yep.
outdoorsy look. So it's fine.
It's totally fine.
But yeah, so these are bookable, right?
bookable, and you can for stays after September 27th. I believe that date moved because it used to be earlier, I thought, but yeah, but now you can't
I
stay there.
feel like it's been kind of confusing because of like I think they're going to DVC people first and
Ah,
then
maybe
they're going to
that's what it
open up to
is.
everybody. So I think some people will be staying there as soon as
Earlier.
July, but
Got
the
it.
general public won't be able to till this fall. So
Nice. Over on the boardwalk, the Cake Bake Shop by Gwendolyn Rogers, which is taking over the space that the ESPN Club used to be in. It's a long-awaited table service restaurant and quick service bakery that's opening at some point this year. They were making a fair amount of progress when I was there in December, so I'm hoping.
yeah.
I mean, I actually am not that excited about this, to be 100% honest with
You
you.
guys like the
I liked the ESPN Club.
ESPN.
I thought it was fun. My husband loved it, and he's very upset that it's not there anymore. But
Well, and this
I
is
know a
like the
lot of people are
complete
excited about this one.
opposite of the
It's like the
ESPN.
girliest, like
Yeah.
frou-frou place ever, but that's fine. It is what it is. It's not the end of the world. It's just not
Yeah.
something that I know. It's just not something I've looked at her. They have another one somewhere. I forget where it is, but I've looked at the menu there and it's just not something that my family would be interested in. Not saying that other families wouldn't be. I'm sure there's lots of families that are looking forward to this. It's just not our cup of tea. That's all.
All right, well, let's finish up Disney and head over to Disney Springs.
Yeah. So I'm actually very excited about this, although I don't know that I'm going to see it. Over at Disney Springs, there's going to be a new drone show coming to the skies above Lake Buena Vista called Disney Dreams That Soar. So I think this is really exciting. I haven't
Yeah.
seen a drone show before, so this will be new for me.
Yeah, I'm very excited too. There was a drone show on the Royal Caribbean cruise that we were on, which
Oh,
actually
yeah.
I didn't see that either because that was the night Ryan and I went out, but the kids did and they took a video of it, so I watched it and it totally blew me away. I mean, it's amazing what they can do with like the choreography in the sky
It's
and
so
stuff, and
crazy.
I can't even begin to think of what Disney is going to do with it.
Right?
So, yeah, I'm
That'll be
super
awesome.
pumped. I guess it's
Yeah.
going to showcase Disney stories, celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky, and of course, paired with Disney music and movie quotes. So,
So
super
exciting.
exciting.
It's going to be on the west side area of Disney Springs. So that's like over by the Cirque du Soleil place. And it's going to be nightly from May 24th to September 2nd. So I guess we could go see it maybe
Yeah,
if we have time.
we really need to sit down and figure out our itinerary for
Yeah.
that weekend. We're
I
adding a
think I
lot
just
onto
need
our plate.
to stay longer, is really what the problem is. I can't, but I would like to.
And we'll spend the whole summer at Disney.
That'd be lovely. Really terrible summer not to be at Disney for my
Yeah,
family.
totally. Right,
Oh,
exactly.
well,
Right, the one summer
we're
you're not
always
going.
there. All good. It's fine.
Well, there at least are a lot of promotions to help people make a trip this summer.
It's true. So there are packages available currently that we can book through October of 2025. So if you are interested in going anytime between now and then, we are able to book that for you. So please let us know.
Yes, there's the 4-day four park magic ticket, which is as low as $99 a day.
And this one can be added to packages.
Yes. And then there's also the special 3-park 3-day ticket, which is as low as $89 a day. But remember, with that one, you have to skip Magic Kingdom.
And this one is not available to add to a package. You have to book it separately. So,
Yeah.
yeah, exciting. You can also stay at a Disney resort for 5 or more nights and save up to 30% through July 7th. So, this is like the stay longer, save more promo that they've been going on. And while you can still get a promotion rate for less than 5 nights, but it just won't be up to
As high.
30%
Yeah.
as high. Yeah. So, very exciting.
All right. Well, let's stay with the summer of 2024, but let's head to Universal Studios.
Yeah, so we talked about this before, but DreamWorks Land is going to be opening this summer. So that's over by the ET area, that back there where there used to be like a little Stifle playground and the roller coaster, the Woody Woodpecker roller coaster. They have completely redone that area and are still working on it, but it's going to open this summer and it's going to be a DreamWorks Land. And they're going to have a Trolls Troller Coaster, which says you can hop onto the Caterpillar Peter bus on this family-friendly coaster. You'll join Poppy, Tiny, and the twins, Satin and Chanel, as you try to make an escape from spooky spiders.
So cute. I cannot wait to go on this. It
I know,
just
so
sounds
cute.
so adorable. I love trolls so much.
I know, they're so cute. I love it.
There is also Po Live, and this is where you can meet and talk with Po on a digital animated screen. That's the panda from Kung Fu Panda. He'll train you in the ways of Kung Fu while babysitting his mischievous baby cousin and cooking some delicious snacks.
That sounds fun.
That's one movie I haven't really seen.
I have seen this, but it's been a while. I think we talked about this in a previous episode, but this seems like it's going to be like Turtle Talk with Crush,
Yeah.
kind of. So I'm excited for this because I love that. So that'll be fun. There's also going to be Shrek's Swamp Meet, which is your choice chance to meet Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey outside of Shrek's cottage, and also like a play area for little kiddos. So should be pretty fun.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of great promos to help you get to Universal this summer too. They have a play 4 days from $74 per day plus tax. This is where you can enjoy 4 days of parks at Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, but you do have that option to upgrade if you want a park-to-park ticket or upgrade if you want to add Volcano Bay. So again, that's kind of just the base, but that's a great deal.
Yep, and they also have a get 30% off of a 3-park 5-night package and save 20% off of 4 nights at a Universal hotel. So there's some good promos going on. So definitely reach out if you're interested in booking anything.
Yeah. Okay, let's fast forward to 2025.
Yes. So as we all know, Epic Universe is opening some point in 2025. There's no definite date yet. We're going to just, and remember, there's going to be like five different lands in Epic Universe. We have previously heard about Celestial Park, so let's just do a quick recap of that one. There's going to be the Starfall Racers roller coaster, the Constellation Carousel, and the Atlantic Restaurant, which is like a fish aquarium inspired situation. The Nintendo Superstar Store, the Blue Dragon Pan Asian Restaurant, and also the new Universal Helios Grand Hotel are all opening in that part of the park. So that'll be cool. And last week was announced a new land.
Yeah, they shared a little bit more about the How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berk. And I know Jess is extremely excited about this. This movie series has been a big hit in her house. We need to
Yes.
revisit it at my house. I saw the first one and liked it, but we didn't, we're a little behind. So I,
Yes, we've watched every movie. There's a show as well.
oh, is
We
there? Oh man.
have
Okay.
yes, we have Toothless, and another
Aw.
dragon. We have all the things. So yes, big time How to Train Your Dragon fans over here.
Well, I think whether you're a fan or not, though, you're going to be pumped about some of these rides and attractions that they have shared because this looks incredible.
It really does. So the first ride is Hiccup's Wing Gliders. It says, from Hiccup's workshop comes his latest contraption, a winged flying machine that launches aspiring dragon riders into the air, swooping and soaring and encountering Hiccup and Toothless along the way. Get ready to board Hiccup's Wing Gliders, a fun coaster that invites Vikings to prove they're brave enough to speed through the sky with dragons. So this is like a family-friendly coaster.
Yeah.
There is a 40-inch height requirement. It looks super cute. I think this is going to be a really popular one.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm also excited about the Dragons Racers Rally. So this is where the sport of dragon racing is celebrated at the Isle of Berk. And here, new Vikings can practice aerobatic maneuvers and high-speed barrel rolls on a Viking-made dragon-riding trainer. I don't even
Think
understand
Jess
what
will
this
be
is going to
sitting
be.
out this ride because she might die.
I mean, is it like they're flinging you in the air? Like, I just can't
It's
even.
did you see the rendering of it?
I
It's like
did, and I
a
don't get it.
it's like has two like arms, I guess, with
Catapults,
like
kind of.
and then they like you can like I believe the way I understand it is you can spin individually as much or as little as you want. So like it's going to be rotating, I think, this thing. And then you can also rotate in an opposite direction. So that
Wow.
sounds like a very good way to make me get very nauseous. So I think I will just be watching it from the ground.
Oh, come on. You bought that bracelet. Pop that
I
on. We'll give
did.
it a try.
I mean, it can't be worse than Forbidden Journey. So we'll see.
Well, this
Or
seems
maybe it
very
can. I don't
unique.
know.
Yeah, I don't think we have a ride like this. So
No, we
I'm
certainly don't.
intrigued.
There is a 48-inch height requirement for this ride, so you have to be just a touch taller for this one. The last ride is Fire Drill with, so this is fire-breathing dragons everywhere. Villagers have to be prepared. Viking twins Roughnut and Toughnut have transformed Berk's fire school into a watery interactive boat battle at sea. Board your ship in Fire Drill and blast your water cannons at flame-like targets and the occupants of every other boat to out-soak other Vikings. So there's no height requirement, so even babes can go on this one, and but beware that you will probably very likely get soaked.
Yes, they have warned that you're going to get super wet, but
Yeah.
this sounds like my kind of ride. A little bit of competition, a little bit
Yes.
of, I'll just
It's
pop
like
on my
Toy Story Mania with
poncho.
water.
Yeah. It might be worth me getting soaked for. I think this sounds really, really fun.
I think kids are going to absolutely love this ride. So, and I mean, just don't go on it if you don't want to get wet, right? Like, so
It might be
if,
fun just to watch too, to see
yeah,
everybody.
everyone's screaming and getting soaked.
We don't have anything like that at any of the parks, so I'm
No.
glad they're being so creative.
And before we move on to the next part, I think something that we've all noticed is that there aren't any screen rides in either of these new sections of Epic Universe thus far. So that's something that Universal has a lot of. And I, for one, am pretty pumped that they are
Yeah.
not putting them in thus far. I know there's going to be, I'm sure, but In the first two sections, there isn't. So that's pretty exciting if those make you not a happy person.
Well, and just a little more balance. Like, I think even if you're fine with screen rides, there are a lot of them at Universal. So to now have some more variety, I think was a
Yeah,
great move. Yeah, that's
I
great.
agree.
Let's talk about the show that's going to be included in that land.
Yeah, so this is called the Untrainable Dragon. So the kind of background is that when a new dragon shows up on the Isle of Berk, the Vikings think they may have finally met their match. Hiccup and Toothless, with help from Gobber and Astrid, work together to solve the mystery of the Untrainable Dragon. Experience the wonder of dragons on stage and soaring overhead in this spectacular, music-filled, heartwarming live show. This looks very cute. They had like some like actual live people performing in the video, and it looks really beautiful. It looks kind of like, I imagine that it's sort of like the Universal version of like Festival of the Lion King, right? Like it looks like a very like well done Broadway caliber Broadway sh I mean show. So like I'm kind of excited about this one.
For sure. And there's more fun on top of that. There's a Viking training camp, and this looks like a kind of kids' play area. So there'll be multiple towers to climb and explore, a fun agility course, Viking drums and chimes to play, an interactive sheep launcher game. You always got to launch your sheeps, plus slides and activities for the youngest of Vikings. So a perfect place to let the kids run wild.
So fun. There's also, this is very exciting to my son, character encounters. You can visit the Haddock Paddock and meet Hiccup and Toothless, which
Oh,
I'm
so
just so
cute.
excited about. And you also may meet Astrid with Stormfly and other favorite Vikings and dragons around Berk. You might even catch dragons flying high overhead. So that sounds pretty cool.
So cool. How long do you think it's going to take before Epic Universe isn't just so packed? Like,
I
that's what
don't
I'm thinking was
know.
like, the crowds are going to be insane. Like,
They are going to be nuts.
right. Like, part of me wants to be there right when it opens, and then part of me is like, well, I'll just wait 3 years until I can
Yeah.
actually go on everything.
Right. It might be one of those things like this might be when a VIP tour is worth
Yes,
some money.
totally. Yeah. And of course, a land wouldn't be complete with some themed food. So there's going to be Mead Hall, which is a quick service. And here's the place to eat and drink like a Viking. The massive Mead Hall is Berk's main gathering place, a grand chamber hewn from mountain rock where Vikings feast on a hearty menu, including meat, fish, sandwiches, and desserts.
Should be fun. I'm very excited about this. Sounds like it'll be a good time.
Yeah. So, gosh, I kind of thought that on April Fool's there would be some sort of announcement, like tricking us and then turning into real, but I didn't hear anything. So
I didn't hear anything either.
we're waiting on what, Tiana's opening day, we're waiting on Halloween Horror Nights, and we're waiting on Epic Universe. So like
Yeah, a
every day I
lot
open
still
my
waiting.
email hoping.
And hope for the best.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that kind of wraps up our exciting things coming, but we do have a little tiny bit of news. We were kind of hoping we had more, but like Megan said, it just didn't happen this week so far. Guaranteed, the second we close this out, that's what happens for us, but it's fine. We don't mind. But there's a couple things. So one is that the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular has been confirmed for 2024 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which they have had in the past, and it's very cute. So.
Yes. We've also gotten some details about how Disney's going to be celebrating Earth Month since we're into April. So the foodie guide was released with all sorts of adorable little treats. Two things that really stuck out to me were the plant in the boot petite cake from Amorette's Patisserie. This is like a Wall-E themed little cake. And so like
Oh,
Wall-E and
Wally.
Eve are on the front, and then there's like a little boot with a tree coming out of it on the top. It is so cute.
That's
Just, I mean,
adorable.
how could
That's,
you eat it though? Like, it's just, you just
I
have to like
know.
hold it and look at
I
it.
love Wally. I really
I do
love
too. It's
Wally.
just so sweet. And then they also had something at Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom that was a drink, and it was the Pachyderm and the Pollinator, which has Crookland gin bitters and soda water with a lemon wheel and honey simple syrup. But there's these cute
Ooh.
little bumblebees floating on the top. So again, just so
Hopefully not
picture.
real ones.
No, they're just adorable, and I'm guessing candy or I don't know, but
Oh, that's
super
so
cute.
fun. Love that. There's also going to be new magic shots at the parks, 20 of them. So that'll be fun to check out because we all know we like a magic shot. Super fun.
Yes. And then our last bit of news is mark your calendars because next week on April 9th is when the Marathon 2025 race registration opens up. So I will have every device in my home on because I'm still scarred by that experience a few years ago of how difficult it was. And I'm not missing out because I have my heart set on Dopey. So if that's something
Oh.
that interests you, reach out and we'll give you some tips on how to register. But again, April 9th, 10 a.m. Eastern, and be ready. Clear your
So
calendar.
exciting. Clear the calendar. I'll help you if you want, because I'm not going
Yeah,
to be registering
deal.
for anything.
Perfect. Well, I still have a week to convince you to do a 5K or something.
Maybe I'll do a 5K. I'm just not a runner. We know
You don't have to
this.
run. You can just
I'll
walk
just
and
come.
be it. We need a
I could run a 5K. I
yes.
couldn't run at anything more, I don't think. My body
We
doesn't like
need
that.
you for our Winnie the Pooh costumes because
Oh, I have to be the fourth one.
you need to. I have you marked as a Tigger.
Oh, I like Tigger. I'll be a
I think
Tigger.
you were going to be Winnie the Pooh, but now that I have a dog named Winnie, I'm afraid I have to be Winnie.
You have
So,
to be.
you get to be
All right, well, I'll come
Tigger.
at least for the photos. That'll be great.
Okay, deal. All right, leave us with our tip.
All right, so given that this was more of a exciting what's coming episode, there's not really a tip that goes with it, but you know, it's always important to kind of keep your eyes out for promotions, because with Disney you can add them after the fact, and so that's kind of awesome. You know, if you work with an agent, they do that for you, but if you didn't, it's important to keep your eye out for them so you can apply them. So yeah, definitely something to pay attention to. Well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We're here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. And we would love it if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It would really help our show grow. So take the trip because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.